This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, February 1. Locked out. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 3. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. God placed our first parents, Adam and Eve, in a beautiful garden filled with wonderful plants, wildlife, and abundant food. God himself was present there and took walks with them in the cool of the day. But Adam and Eve fell into sin, disobeying God's command to them. And as we read at the end of Genesis 3, they were banished from the garden and locked out. This can seem like pretty extreme punishment for just eating some forbidden fruit. Actually, though, a lot more was involved. God had entrusted Adam and Eve with representing him by managing this beautiful garden, to develop and care for it. But they shifted their allegiance from the Creator to following the way of the enemy, Satan. In doing this, they ruined their relationships with God, with each other, and with the creation. So God banished them and blocked the way to the garden. Maybe you've been shut out, fired from a job, shunned by family members or neighbors, barred from society by imprisonment. Maybe you've been at fault, either partly or fully, or maybe you're innocent. Either way, it feels awful. Thankfully, God provided a way to be reconciled with Him. God sent His Son, Jesus, to defeat the devil and remove the barrier so that we can have fellowship with God again. Pray with me. Thank you, Jesus, for reopening the way into God's presence.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.